So the second day of the SBA conference was quite an interesting day because there was a range of different papers and different topics being discussed, which also seemed to link together in my head in a very particular way. But of course, that could be just biased by the way I'm thinking about certain issues anyway. The first of this was going to the first environmental symposium and listening to Anna Coote and Ian Goff and Caroline Snell talking about various environmental and policy issues. And Ian Goff's presentation was particularly interesting because it talked about how the conceptualization of need can be placed at the core of our thinking about environmental issues. And this provided a very nice and comprehensive way in which we can think about environmental and climate change issues as social policy issues. Anna Coote, in her presentation following this, also talked about time and how we need to rethink notions of time and concept in relation to work and aim for a 30-hour working week. And she explored reasons for doing that in terms of improving human welfare. And a part of that was the use of different ways of organising social activity, employment activity, and finding ways then in which we can actually promote this. And interestingly, unlike a few others at the conference who frequently mentioned the use of basic incomes, Anna Coote was a bit against this idea. But she did mention time banking as one potential option of pursuing different uses of time during her plenary the day before. And so I asked Anna the question about whether the core barrier to changing how we think about the use of time in contemporary society is related to the notion of citizenship. And this is the kind of argument I'm currently developing and drawing upon in some of the work I'm doing, arguing that the presentation of citizenship's primary duty of employment means that uses of time outside of employment are frowned upon, discouraged, until that duty of employment has been satisfied. And so one of the things I'm interested in is how we actually challenge that employment first notion of citizenship. And one way in which we can think about doing that is through third sector organisations, which seek to allow us and help us promote the use of our time in a range of different ways. Now, I was listening to the papers presented, some by colleagues at Burnham University, all attached to the Third Sector Research Centre. And James Rees's paper was particularly interesting because he started to raise the question of whether there's a division growing between third sector organisations which are attached to the delivery of welfare services and those organisations which are can be seen more as civil society, so not attached to welfare or service provision in some way or form. And I think that provides an interesting way of starting to think through how we can seek out alternatives if there's one of the key areas in where those alternatives can develop, being the voluntary and third sector, is starting to be brought more directly into service provision. And that these service providers are the ones who secure funding and resources. What happens to the wider civil society where alternative values and ideas and ways of being can be practiced and thought through? The other sort of really interesting and fascinating talk was by Frances Fox Piven during her plenary at the end of the day. And she talked about the way in which we need to challenge neoliberal thinking and highlighted how neoliberal ideas are essentially a economic and policy choice. These are things that have been chosen to be pursued through policy and through economic practice. And because it's a choice, it's incredibly fragile. And because it's incredibly fragile, it's easy to resist and easy to break. And we need to find ways in which we can do so. And this then brings me back to the sort of discussion in the Third Sector Research Centre papers, because the way in which we do so is going to rely on non-traditional forms of organisation, so new social movements in particular. And it got me thinking again about James Rees's paper, where he talked about delivery third sector organisations and civil society, and made me wonder what prospects there are to actually challenge neoliberalism by drawing upon this sector, when the sector itself is going through radical changes to align it more closely to service delivery and the requirements of the state.